one.
Good morning. Welcome in 904 family. You are watching, of course, what are you watching? The Stoidom.
The Stoidom.
The show that's on in the morning. I forgot. Yeah. Oh, man. It is going to be an interesting show today. We got a lot to get to here today. Troy Blevins, how are you, sir?
I am good on this Tuesday morning. You know what?
What's that?
It's almost the weekend.
Jesus.
We have a mini weekend in the middle of the week, though.
We do, yeah. School's at least out tomorrow.
Schools are out tomorrow. Tomorrow's Veterans Day.
You know, so we're still deciding if we're going to be here tomorrow or not.
Or
take a celebrity day. Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about when we say take a celebrity day, people in radio and TV take every single opportunity to take the day off that they possibly can. I mean, every single one, every single holiday, every single time. And they'll usually take a day before and a day after, if not a week before and a week after.
If you're my age, think Johnny Carson. If you're a liberal who listens to a lot of radio, think Rush Limbaugh. So,
if you want to find out who your really liberal friends are, boy, I'll tell you what, tell them you're joining Parler.
Oh, wow. You made people so upset.
Ooh, I didn't make anybody upset. Jeez, so I see people.
All she didn't say, what's your Parler or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so I see, of course, as a lot of people do over the last couple of days, I see a lot of people like, hey, I'm joining Parler. Hey, what's your Parler? Hey, Parler is this. And so I'm like, well, if a lot of people are going to Parler, I should make sure that I'm there and the 904 Now is there. So let me set these up for myself and the 904 at Pete Melfi at the 904 Now, by the way. And so I put a post on my Facebook yesterday, and out come the conspiracy theorists,
man. I'm not going to Parler.
No, I'm not doing Parler. Parler's a right-wing ballroom, and they're Nazis.
Jeez, holy hell, you calm down, folks. I'm just trying out an app.
We have to be on different formats.
That's right. We have to be everywhere the people are, man.
But I'm not.
I'm
not joining Parler because I don't do Twitter. I'm just not joining it right now.
Yeah.
I might join it later. I'm not saying I'm not joining Parler ever.
Yeah.
But right now I got too much stuff I already am addicted to.
I understand that. And if we weren't in an era where information was delivered primarily via social media and we're in the information business.
Yeah.
We're in the information world. So we have to be everywhere that people get information. Boy.
So upset.
Jeez, man. Some people just being, I will say it, being a little irrational out there.
Right.
I'm not joining Parler for any right-wing or left-wing conspiracy. I'm just going there to see what it's about, folks.
I think you got to tell people how great Jerry is.
I do. I really do. And I was getting to that part, I swear. The morning show sponsored by our friends at Old City Homes. Jerry and his team are currently building 6 brand new houses, which include 2-bedroom, 2-bath houses, starting at 165. They're also building on golf courses in the Cypress Lakes neighborhood with a 4-bedroom house in there. Very nice upgrades. And with interest rates as low as they are, just almost nothing. This is the time to buy. Call or text Jerry 904-466-9505 for more information. Okay, Troy, we got a lot to get to here today. A whole lot to get to. There was a man.
We got to talk about the bridge is open.
The bridge is open. Thank you. Bridge is open. Last night, our drawbridge for the first time in. To be honest, somebody left us a comment yesterday that was very accurate. This damn thing used to break like once a week.
When it first opened, it was like right as the amphitheater was opening.
Yeah.
And I remember that damn thing because we kept a lot of people at the Casa Monica and the Hilton and stuff like that.
Oh,
artists
sure.
would get stuck on the other side.
Yeah.
And we'd start panicking. It was like 2008.
Yeah.
2008 like was
broke
down like every other week.
I would imagine after a while you just tell the artist, don't take that route.
Well, we provided the runner. So the runner was calling us like, you know, was picking him up.
Oh,
okay. He's like, I'm stuck on the bridge. What do I do? I was like, okay, let's give it like a minute. And then like 20 minutes later, I'm still on the bridge.
God, man. So at least it doesn't break down once a week anymore. So that's a very good thing.
Yeah.
But it is back, a little inconvenient. You know, we're one
and
of those cities that still has a drawbridge.
Like, it stayed up until like 9 or 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah, it was up for a while.
Yeah.
It was up far past dark.
Yeah.
That was the longest I can remember it being stuck up.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't always hang around and pay attention.
Here's what I think happened.
Also.
There was a ship, a Pfizer truck was going over top of it.
Yeah.
And it spilled a lot of Viagra on the bridge.
It's the corniest dad joke you've ever made on this show. It was one of the worst, Troy. Oh, my God.
Thanks. I'll be here all week trying to heal.
Didn't you ever wonder why there was never a NASCAR team that was the Rigid Tool Viagra team?
Jeez.
Actually, there was.
Dad Joke Central today on the 904.
The oldest guy, Mark Martin, at the time when Viagra came out.
Yeah.
He was sponsored. The oldest guy in NASCAR.
But he's saying there would also have to be, they would also be sponsored by Rigid Tool. Rigid Tools.
I think it was probably on the car. I'm just going to stop.
It took, 7 minutes, and the show is just at the final level of hell.
We've already went
already, man.
All right, so what was your first story?
Well,
now?
We've actually got a shitload of stuff to talk about here today. There was a man arrested after trying to take an officer's gun during a scuffle. We'll talk about that a little bit. St. John's County Sheriff's Office. New methods of tracking people who might wander away, folks with Alzheimer's, things like that.
Mm-hmm. it's autism kids too. I mean,
yes.
It's
we talked about that. I talked about that as well with them yesterday at a little demonstration they did, and I'll talk about that in a bit. We'll talk about where you can watch St. Augustine High School playoff games live. Spoiler, right here.
Mm-hmm. Right here.
Right here. Our question of the day, we will have that for you in just a second, and Troy's going to check out your comments as well.
I'm looking right now.
He is scrolling through them right now as we
speak. We should not have went to the dad jokes. We apologize.
All right, man. Let's start with the question of the day. Here we go. What, Troy, is one thing that you think you should be doing more often? What's one thing that you think you should be doing more often?
I should... name of my company is called Walking Man.
Yes.
And I don't walk much anymore. So I should be walking again.
Okay.
Because when I go on my hike, you guys always ask, oh, are you training? No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
But I mean, I should be walking more and I should be doing more cardio. I mean, and everybody should.
Yeah,
drink,
you and me
and
both.
And drink more water.
Yes.
And drink more water. I've been better about the drinking the water thing, but I should drink more water.
Getting
I should
better.
Walk more. I should be healthier.
Yeah.
Maybe drink less.
I'm with you on
you
that.
You said one thing, right?
Yeah, one thing. You named about 12.
Let's go with just be healthier.
Okay.
How about that?
That encompasses most
everything.
Yeah.
broad answer.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's all right. It's all right, man. And we want to hear from you guys out there, too. Mine would be, I got to take more vacations, man. I really do. I work all the time. I never stop.
Good setup for taking tomorrow off. Good job.
I burned myself out. I can't take it. I'm about to go crazy if I don't take a day off soon. No, definitely it would be vacations, man. I don't take enough of those. I really don't give myself time for that at all. But I'm also poor, so where would I go? Probably nowhere. Probably a hotel, the cheapest one I could find in St. Augustine, or one that I could find a deal at.
I know a guy.
All right. Whenever I want to take a vacation.
Here.
Staying on the bayfront. Yeah. But we'd love to hear from you guys, too. Drop them in the comments, man. News today, I guess we'll start here with this, Troy. Mm-hmm. I went to a demonstration yesterday at the St. John's County Sheriff's Office, where they've got some... I don't even want to call it new technology because it's a system to help dogs track you down. Mm-hmm. And the St. John's County is partnering with this group who was out there yesterday doing this demonstration. And basically, it's very, very easy. They send you a kit, and it comes with a jar and a swab. And if you have somebody in your family who may be prone to wandering off, mm-hmm. Alzheimer's, or just a number of other things.
Autism. If they can't speak, it makes it a challenge, and it happens all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Young autistic children wander, and then they can't be reattached. So
this is good. This is really good if you have folks in your family who this may work for. That's a bad way. If you have people that this may work for, this is going to be really good. Well, yeah, no shit, stupid.
Yeah.
But this is really cool. It's really easy. They send you a kit. You swab the person down. You just do a quick skin swab,
mm-hmm.
put it in a jar, send it to, you send it back. I think it stays at the St. John's County Sheriff's Office here.
Okay.
And then if your family member or your friend ever wanders off and you can't find them, then they have this. They have the scent of them already there.
They can get you in the neighborhood and
yes, and the dog will have your scent, and they can just get.
Because usually you have a region you know where they're wandered from.
Yes, and from what I understand, it's harder for these dogs when you have to get a scent of somebody. You may spend 30 minutes to an hour getting a scent of somebody inside of a house, mm-hmm. and that scent may be cross-contaminated, probably is, with other people's scents in the house. Yeah. So this really helps the dogs kind of hone in on who you might be trying to find. So very interesting. If you've got a member of your family that you might be worried about or friends, I would talk to the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office and see how programs like this may be able to help you guys. They said they saved a life last week in Clay County during a demonstration. They saved somebody's life.
Wow.
With this week. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So very cool. Something I could see.
It sounds very,
very
simple.
Useful.
It sounds, you know.
Yeah.
One of those things. Well, why didn't we think of this before?
Right.
Thing.
Yeah.
So it's very cool.
It's just using the tools we already have. Mm-hmm. Also, coming up this week, man, I talk about a busy week. I have a busy weekend as well, starting with St. Augustine High School playoffs. They're starting this Friday. You can catch all the action live right here on the 904 Now Facebook page, inside the 904 Now app, and anywhere else where you get our videos, too, pretty much.
I meant to bring in cards.
You meant to bring in cards?
Cards for you this weekend.
Oh, yeah, because I've got blackjack, too. The blackjack dealer stuff, too.
See, it's almost the weekend.
It's coming up close for me to not know anything about dealing blackjack. I'll tell you that much. At least I know about streaming football. I've done enough of that to know we can handle that. Helping me with that, as always, is Dan Bagan, Bagan and Company, and the team out there helping us put on a great show for you guys. Man, the boosters, everybody's been real excited. The parents, the family members, everybody's just been real excited for these live streams. And I got to tell you, man, it's a lot of fun for us to do them. Dan and I leave every single game saying, damn, man, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Well, the team's good, too.
That helps. It helps when you get
wins. They're getting smoked every game.
yeah. It's just kind of depressing.
I mean, like, oh, man, is this over yet?
Yeah, you feel like you're just filming crying children for hours. It's just bad. But no, man, luckily they've had a great season. They got a playoff game now. So, we're going to help cover that for everybody. So that's very exciting. So looking forward to that. And then, as you mentioned, I'll be doing a blackjack at the Tringali Barn, this afternoon, helping out, Porting the Storm in the St. Francis House out there, raise some money. And then, Sunday I've got an event with, Chef Tyrone. And that's going to be a fundraiser for his stuff. Man, I need to figure out how to do some fundraisers for our stuff. So we're over here poor as hell.
Yeah.
And, I'm poor as hell. You have other jobs. I don't, but.
Yeah, because this one don't pay.
I know. I know that very well, Troy. I'm very well aware of that. So there's that. There's a lot going on for me this weekend, man. I don't have a break, so maybe we will be taking tomorrow off.
Tomorrow morning off.
Yeah.
We won't take off tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, come on, man. If we're going to take off the morning, we got to go through the whole day so I can sleep the whole day, Troy. Yeah.
Well, you can sleep up until 5.
I don't know if that's going to be enough.
Okay. All right. I'll give you the day off and I'll have Blake come in.
All right, man. No.
Because we always do Veterans Day with Uncommon Ground. So.
Yeah. Do got to give a shout out to Fidus Roofing, great sponsors of the show, and we really appreciate Fidus, CDR, and Old City Homes for helping us put on a show for you guys each and every day, and really appreciate their partnerships and the great work they do around town, man. Some of the best companies in town for sure. They've been in town for over 15 years. All their employees are local, and they're Master Elite contractors, which lets them offer you warranties that nobody else can. Give them a call at the easiest number to remember ever in the whole wide world, 904-355-ROOF, and get them out to your place today. Make sure your roof is not compromised. Could be in bad shape, and you don't even know it. All right, Troy, we had a guy arrested Sunday,
okay,
and I learned about this yesterday after all the shows. Put it up on the 904 Now app. By the way, folks, in the 904 Now app, tons of exclusive content in there. There's going to be more and more as we phase out on some social media platforms. There's going to be more and more content for you in the 904 Now app. So if you're tired of being where you are right now, and you want to bail, like a lot of people are doing, just remember you can get your local news, you can get your local music, you can get live traffic, you can really get everything you need right at your fingertips from your phone in the 904 Now app, and it's free, no ads, none of that stuff. And we're not tracking you, we're not censoring you, none of that stuff. So that's going to be important going forward. Just want to remind you. But this is a story that's in there. You could have read it last night and not had to wait for us to talk to you about it on the show this morning. South Carolina man was arrested after resisting arrest and trying to remove a St. Augustine police officer's gun several times during this. Apparently, this man was involved in a fight. Police arrived on the scene. Mm-hmm. During this scuffle and tried to intervene and get this very, very drunk piece of shit from South Carolina on the ground, get him arrested. During this confrontation, you know, the man was just not cooperative at all. He tried to steal a car that wasn't his in the process. When he couldn't do that, cops got a hold of him. He was trying to grab their gun the whole time as he's being arrested. 24-year-old kid. 24-year-old kid, Andrew Allen Brown. Again, from South Carolina.
Yeah. Probably not your best decision there, Andrew.
No, not at all.
We'll see you in, 5 to 10.
Yeah, or in hell, whatever.
Yeah.
Bridge is working again, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. So I guess we covered that adequately.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize you already had it
in
there.
Cool. Yeah. And school's out tomorrow. I think we mentioned that as well, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
School's out tomorrow.
Yep.
So, Troy, I guess it is the part of the show that everybody loves so much where you get to run through the comments and see if there's anything exciting to talk about. While you do that, I will mention that CDR, Construction Debris Removal, is a family-owned local company that's been in business for over 20 years here in St. Augustine and St. John's County. They take pride in doing the job right the first time. And that's a true statement too. That's not like BS. That's not them lying. That's not a tagline. That's the truth, man. If you have any questions about their containers, about demo or other services they offer, feel free to call their office at 904-471-9709. That's Construction Debris Removal. If you're renovating a home, if you're building a home, if you need a can, a dumpster, man, they're the people to go to. That's why you see their cans all over the place. And customer service, super high priority for them. What you got, Troy?
All right. So in the comments, Patrick actually made a very good comment. We should do a live show from Key West, which I'm in favor of that.
Okay.
Okay.
So all right.
We're outside the 904. So
okay.
We'll call it outside the 904.
All right.
But I'm good with Key West. Have you been to Key West?
I've never been to Key West.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
All
right. So that's a comment there. And Bobby's asking about Veterans Day's events. There will not be a Veterans Day parade tomorrow. But the gravesite on Marine Street, I believe they're doing a ceremony there.
Good.
And so I'll have more of that information at 5 o'clock, Bobby. And we'll talk a little bit more about that at that time. But a lot of the stuff is scaled back because of COVID. And am I ready for the Stoidum stat?
I want to get to our patron saint that we didn't get to yesterday. You might appreciate this, Troy, as, well, I don't know. Yeah, I say this is about Lord of the Rings.
I'll fake it.
You'll fake it. Okay. You were the other dragons and fairies show. What was that?
I was,
where's the, with the guy? Game of Thrones. Yeah. Lord of the Rings. They're all the same to me.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings is not a Game of Thrones.
Okay. Well, it's close enough to me.
It was four dudes looking for a little tiny ring. Yeah.
No. Right. They're all the same. It was dragons and fairies and fire and magic.
85 hours. Not a Lord of the Rings guy.
Mike's sounds the exactly the same as Lord Mike's of the Lord Rings of the to Rings. Me. Sounds exactly the same as Lord of the Rings.
He read every one of them like six times.
Of course he did.
Not me.
Well, everybody out there who did the same is just going to love this. A Rhode Island property is offering Lord of the Rings fans the opportunity to live out their Middle Earth fantasies in rental hobbit homes.
We're going to have a whole village of Bilbo Baggins.
Oh, yeah. You ready to put some hobbit homes out here in St. John's County, Troy? Yeah.
The only one of those books I read was The Hobbit, and it was because it was required.
It was required?
It was required in high school for me to read The Hobbit.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Definitely was not for us. Mm-hmm. The Preserve at Boulder Hills Club and Residences, a sports club with luxury residential houses in Richmond, said that the Hobbit houses have been under construction for 36 months and two of the structures are now complete and ready to be rented.
36 months, and you only have two done.
Who the hell is building these tiny places? I mean, they're tiny droids.
Is it the same builder that's building that church down there in Orlando that you see?
Yeah, the I-4 eyesore?
Yeah.
They're being built by hobbits, I think.
I guess so. I guess that's a big task for hobbits. Big task for hobbits to build these tiny
Hobbit
houses.
Hobbit Union is not strong.
No. They're, of course, based on the houses. For the Hobbits and the Lord of the Rings book. Troy, what's the Stoidum stat here for
Stoidum
today?
Stoidum stat sticks. I have two.
Okay.
So the first one sticks with the Veterans Day, because today I got to say happy birthday to all Marines out there. You don't say former Marine, because once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine. So happy birthday to the Marines out there. In 1775, the Marine Corps started on this day in history. And a lot of people say they're just trying to be a day ahead of Veterans Day. But happy birthday to all the Marines out there. The other one is something that all of us, it's impacted pretty much everybody's life who's like watching this. In 1969, Sesame Street started.
Oh, yeah, man.
So, you know, it's huge. It was huge. I still like when only the kids could see Snuffleupagus, but, you know, now everybody can.
Well, because all the kids grew up.
Yeah, yeah. So we all grew up, so now we know he exists.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but... You know, it was a big day in television.
Yeah, absolutely, you know,
Sesame Street
man.
Still Sesame impacts Street. A lot of kids Jeez. And stuff like that. My kids grew up on it, so
yeah.
You know, happy birthday to Sesame Street too. And we're ready for this.
Ready for it, man. We'll catch you guys a little bit later at 5 o'clock on Uncommon Ground with Mike and Troy. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye bye.
Download the 904 Now app. Damn it.